Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. I believe it's a very important issue. It's a socially accepted issue. However, it is not a biblical issue. And yet many today, as Christians and as spiritual leaders, will say it's okay to smoke pot. I'm asking the question today, is America going to pot? Is America going to pot? Just a recent conversation before going on the air with someone, we talked about the fact that it seems like you understand, say, it used to be called dope. It makes you pretty dopey when you take it, when you puff it. You know, Bill Clinton said that he had smoked pot, but he didn't inhale. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Joe Biden and his stroke of his magic pen. How would you say, open Pandora's box, as I would call it, in relationship to the further destruction of the moral fiber of America. In fact, President Joe Biden just declared that the use and sale of marijuana should not be prosecuted. That's what he is doing and saying. And we're going to look at that in this broadcast today. I'm praying that you'll pay close attention. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue. During the course of this broadcast, right after our monologue, you feel free to pick up your telephone and dial your telephone call, 831-0917, 831-0917. That call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on this, what I call very serious, very grave issue, smoking pot, marijuana, or as a little boy called it, marijuana. I believe that there is a need for Christians, Christian pastors, conservatives in America to stand up and speak up, albeit multitudes of the churches are saying nothing about it. The pastors are saying nothing about it. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, if I can tuck in a little footnote, it's because so many within the realm of the church, Christians and pastors and spiritual leaders, are involved in the dope, the pot, the smoking of the marijuana themselves. As a result of that, they're not saying anything about it from the pulpits, nothing being publicly stated in relationship to its harm, its danger, its damage to the body of Christ. But ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issue, this issue as well as all other issues, we face them based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the truth book. Jesus in John 8:31-32, speaking to his disciples, says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, the Lord Jesus said, "I am truth." And further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made. "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the word of God that endures forever, according to Psalms 117, verse 2. But ladies and gentlemen, just as with the subject we're speaking of today, we're talking truth about Joe Biden's executive order to further authorize the decline, the destruction, the demoralization of citizens in America. Truth is not sought after. Truth is not embraced. Truth is viewed as being nonsensical, rejected, rebuffed, demeaned, dissed, as the world calls it. Ladies and gentlemen, it goes back to the secularist George Orwell. Orwell, in his book, titled 1984, written in the late 40s, said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And I challenge us each and every day on this broadcast to do everything, look at everything through the prism of a central biblicist worldview based on the truth book, the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands Lakonda and Echo, with a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment, hurricane preparedness equipment. And Tools for Time staff can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road, 11291, 11291, Old San Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flag, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24-7. At the base of that flag pole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly environment that you're working in. They're closed on Sunday, allowing the full staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, and see what God does placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Let me say a brief word or two in a pre-introduction in my pre-monologue, and then we'll get to our callers. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at the article headline, says, statement from President Biden on marijuana reform. Another headline says, what Biden's marijuana order does and does not do. Let me just read you a paragraph or two. As often as said during my campaign for president, no one, this is Biden speaking, no one should be put in jail for using or possessing marijuana. Sending people to prison for possessing marijuana has upended too many lives and incarcerated people for conduct that many states no longer prohibit. Criminal records for marijuana possession have also imposed needless barriers to employment, housing, educational opportunities. And while black and white and brown people using marijuana at similar rates, black and brown people have been arrested, prosecuted, and convicted disproportionately based on the rates. Today, Biden speaking, today I'm announcing three steps that I'm taking to end this failed approach. Number one, I am announcing a pardon of all prior federal offenses of simple possession of marijuana. Number two, I'm urging all governors to do the same and regard the state offenses. No one should be in federal prison solely due to the possession and use of marijuana. No one should be in local jail or state prison for that reason. Third, I'm asking the Secretary of Health and Human Services and the Attorney General to initiate the administrative process to review expeditiously how marijuana is scheduled under federal law. Federal law currently classifies marijuana in Schedule 1 as a controlled substance in the Controlled Substance Act. The classification meant that for most dangerous substances, this is the same schedule for heroin, LSD, and even higher than that classification of fentanyl and meth. The drugs are driving our overdose epidemic. Finally, even as federal and state regulations of marijuana change, important limitations on trafficking, marketing, and underage sales should stay in place. Well, whoopee, you know, we're going to release everybody from jail. They've been prosecuted based on a federal and state laws, and yet somehow, some way, with the magical pen, Joe Biden just signed an executive order, and the prison gates open, all crime is wiped out, and he goes on to say in another article that we'll look at in a moment, One of the things that this release of those in prison for marijuana will do is to restore voting rights. Does it sound odd that it's about 28 days at the time that this was done before election, a midterm election, and you're going to restore voting rights so these folks can vote just in time for the election to take place in November. I find it not just odd, I find it focused and intended. Ladies and gentlemen, as we see in this executive order, under Biden's executive order, approximately 6,000 to 7,000 criminals will be released from federal prison. Biden also asked that the governors across America open the prison doors of those that have been found guilty of the sale and or use of marijuana and release them, turn them out. Hundreds and thousands, ladies and gentlemen, across America, hundreds of thousands of lives have been lost each year over heroin and meth and fentanyl and cocaine and other hard drugs. And when it is a proven fact, listen carefully, it's a proven fact that marijuana is the gateway to every other drug. It's the gateway, ladies and gentlemen, to addictive drugs that destroy. It's the gateway to heroin, meth, and cocaine, and all of the hard drugs, and fentanyl that we're supposed to be concerned about that's killing hundreds of thousands of people, and yet somehow, some way, we're on the reverse end of the process saying it's okay to open Pandora's box and let everybody get stoned on pot, on drugs, on marijuana. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go with your question or comment, please. Hello. Terry, are you there? Apparently, we lost Terry. Kenneth, are you on the line?
For some reason, my phone went to hold. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Is this Terry? Go ahead.
You may not agree with me, but Dr. Youngblood, God delivered me from 35 years of drug addiction. And then, you know, like you get delivered of other things as you stay with the Lord. And about 5 years ago, I had a head-on collision with a car. And they started me on different kind of medications. But those pills they were giving me were like pulling my brain apart. And it was like, I can't take these pills. I can't take these pills. And one day I was over at a friend's house who's also in ministry, and she was smoking marijuana, and I got even, if I can put it like that, the feeling that I was feeling before. But I think that there's some people in the pulpit, they are zoned out of their head on oxycodone, other different kind of medication, but yet someone who can smoke a joint just to get their brain from being messed up. And I know God is the only answer, but until that deliverance comes, they will not let you into the pulpit. But what about the other pastors on all these other heavy drugs? And they are up there in the pulpit that their irises or whatever is so big, it's almost bigger than their whole eyeball. But they condone that.
But Terry, understand what you're saying and understand where you're going, if I can jump in for just a moment. Wrong does not make anything right. And the problem is that I'm seeing today is that multitudes today of those that are spiritual leaders, religious leaders, pastors, priests, et cetera, in the pulpits, as well as those that are in the pew, have the mindset that because the government will make something legal, that it's okay. Now, the question begs to be asked and demands to be answered. A person can go out and if I can use a worldly term, can get snockered with the Jack Daniels. It'll do the same thing. It'll calm the one down because he's so bombed out, drugged out that he doesn't know the difference. The scripture says very, very clearly, Leviticus chapter 11, verse 45, I believe it is, "Be ye holy as I am holy." As we study the scripture, we must ask the question, did Jesus ever authorize the use of marijuana or drugs, oxycodone, as you're talking about, heroin, or cocaine, fentanyl, or meth? Did Jesus ever take that, authorize that? The answer is no. Is it okay for one to do it? The scripture says that all things are legal for me, but I'm not going to be brought under the control of any. And yet we find those today that the mindset is, if it is legalized by the world, then it must be all right by the word. And that's simply not the case. one of the problems that we're finding that most people today are looking for some kind of crutch. I have a headache. I need to take a pill. I'm a little bit, how would you say, weak and bothered. I need to have a shot of Jack Daniels or something in the afternoon to calm my nerves. Any of these things will basically sedate you to the point that you're not living in the land of reality, but it does not make it right before God. That's the whole process that we need to look at. We need to look at it on the basis. Sometimes we have a headache or a hurt or a problem that we don't have an answer to, medically speaking. Is it possible that God is allowing that to draw us closer to Him, to cause us to look to Him, depend upon Him, and lean on Him, and not lean on some drug in order to change the trajectory of what is taking place? There are a number of people that feel that if the drugs are okay, if the drugs are out there, Oxycontin, as you mentioned, and other things, that it must be okay to take it. And yet the problem that I'm addressing today is that with the fiat decision of Joe Biden, he's making it look as though, as the world will see it, making it look as though Biden has said that it's okay. You don't have to go to jail. You don't have to spend time for buying, selling, or using. So therefore, it must be all right. We have some, I believe it is 29 states that have legalized medical marijuana, and then a number of other states that have legalized recreational marijuana. And by the way, recreational marijuana was supposed to be on the November ballot for the state of Florida. Fortunately, our conservative Supreme Court said that the ones that had petitioned to put it on the ballot for an amendment to the Constitution in the state of Florida, that they had falsely worded the 90 words in that ballot initiative, and therefore it's illegal, unconstitutional, and they will not allow it on the ballot. But back just a few years ago in the state of Florida, 71% of Floridians voted for legalized medical marijuana. And yet we're finding today that that legalized medical marijuana, they're increasing the THC level. And the reason they're increasing the THC level is so that it's more and more addictive, causing one to feel, well, I've got to take a higher dose in order to do that. We're sedating the entire nation. That's the problem as I see it, Terry. It's not a matter of what others are doing. It's not a matter of what sin is taking place in the pulpits and otherwise. It's a matter of what would Jesus have me to do. How would he have me to live my life? The Bible says that our body is the temple of God. If it's the temple, do we mar the temple? Do we sedate the temple? Do we drug the temple of God? And my answer is no. Of course, I'll have to admit to any listener, I've never taken a drink of any kind of alcoholic beverages. I've never sniffed or snuffed or puffed on anything that's called drugs whatsoever. And so I can stand here today and say that based on the authority of the Word of God, it is sin, it is wrong, and it ought not to be in the life of any Christian. If we're looking for healing, if we're looking for health, we look to God and not to what's in the bottle, not what's in the pill, not what's in a puff, and we cannot continue to do that as a nation and expect God to bless us. In fact, in the scripture in Revelation chapter 18 and in verse 23, it's very clear, in the last of the last days, we will be living in a pharmakeia. That is the word for pharmacy, the word for drugs. We'll be living in a drugged, crazed society in the last days of the tribulation. Okay. Terry, thank you so much for your call. Be praying for you that God will give you strength each and every day, and may we keep looking up in the realization that our redemption draweth near. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Gamble.
Good morning.
I'm going to tell you something. Thank you. I was addicted to a whole bunch of drugs. It was crack, cocaine. Now, I have to be honest. I still smoke my cigarettes and drink my beer. But I believe...
Shame on you, but go ahead.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you. If we can get Hunter Biden laptops, we need to go vote, number one. But if we get that laptop, they're going to see... I think Joe Biden was smoking crack with him.
If you look at his eyes, you wonder if he's still on planet Earth. But it's because of his being cognitively depleted. And so that's not a problem that he has, in my opinion, brought on. It's a problem that is there, and it's destroying our nation. But I'm saddened to see, listen, Kenneth, I'm saddened to see what's taking place in our nation. We're plummeting we're going down the fast track of that devolution, if you would call it that, that devolving into the abyss of moral, ethical, total bankruptcy in our nation. And the more we see that taking place, the more we see our younger generation buying into the fact that it's legal, and so they're legal by the letter of the law, so therefore it's okay. This is the reason we find abortion on the increase, because it's legal, therefore it must be okay. This is the reason we find so many other things taking place today that's considered legal, and therefore it's destroying lives and families. Gambling in many states is legal today, and therefore you have homes that are wrecked and destroyed because of gambling addiction that's destroying the family income and the resources for that family to be sustained. The same is true when it comes to marijuana, when it comes to oxycodone, when it comes to fentanyl, when it comes to cocaine, when it comes to all of the hard drugs. Gateway to all of those drugs is marijuana. Now, people can say, well, it's my life, I can do it. Yes, sir, you can. People will say that it doesn't hurt me. You can say that until Jesus comes. It destroys the brain cells. It destroys the cognitive ability. It destroys anything that's called a fast response and reaction driving. And I've got all of the statistics that prove every word that I'm saying today. I'm begging our listeners, hear what the Bible says, be obedient to what God says, and not what the government says is okay. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. Looking forward to what God is going to do in your life to rid you of that smoking and that drinking, because when you study the scripture, if you're saved, you cannot do it, brother. And so I'm praying that God will relieve you, release you from that. Sometimes, however, if I can put a little footnote on that, sometimes he brings about calamity after calamity to get one's attention to see what is wrong for a stopping of those habits and those things that are disingenuous to the Word of God. Our body is the temple of God. You won't find anything in the Scripture that gives warrant, authorization, or approval from God's Word for us to destroy God's temple that is our physical body. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that I think is very, very important. It's imperative for us to understand. The question being asked, is America going to pot? Joe Biden signed that executive order. Let me just read you another article in relationship to that. What Biden's marijuana order does and doesn't do. President Joe Biden on Thursday announced, this article is dated October the 7th, announced on Thursday mass pardons and federal marijuana possession, a step long sought by advocates and the most significant action on marijuana his administration has taken to date. Let me pause for a moment. The ones, ladies and gentlemen, that write up the reports, do the surveys, do the analysis of marijuana in general, it's coming out of the those that are in the marijuana industry. They're writing and projecting things that are positive, and as this article says, it is where the advocates have been making a push for this to be done for years. Those advocates, as you've traced it down to the bottom line, are those that are involved in the sale and or use of pot. They're involved in the mass benefit business of the cultivation, the growing, and the distribution of marijuana in America today. This article further states, advocates, lawmakers, and experts cheered the move. The pardons will clear everyone convicted of federal charges. The pardons will also extend to anyone convicted under District of Columbia drug laws, since the District of Columbia is not a state and charges in D.C. are technically considered federal charges. A pardon will remove civil disabilities, which include restrictions on the right to vote. Let me go back and read that again. The pardon will remove civil disabilities, which include restrictions on the right to vote, the right to hold office, or the right to sit on a jury. Further, the article states, there are thousands of people who have prior federal convictions for marijuana possession who may be denied employment, housing, or educational opportunities as a result. My action, this is Biden speaking, will help relieve the collateral consequences arising from these convictions, Biden said in his statement. Further, it says, currently, 37 states and the District of Columbia have legalized medical marijuana. 19 states have legal adult use of marijuana for recreational purposes. whatever that means, recreational purposes. Five states have legalization on the ballot in November. Yet even as states move toward greater acceptance, the federal government has continued to focus on prohibition, treating marijuana, and dangerously illegal drugs with no potential benefits. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. It's our tax money that's being spent. It's the federal bureaucrats and authorities that's trying to mar the picture as to the reality of what's taking place. They're claiming that we're just going to relieve everybody of any responsibility. You can buy, sell, use, peddle, and the pot as much as you want to. But we're going to prosecute you if you're involved in the major use of stronger drugs, but at the same time not recognizing, not admitting, although all scientific evidence, although all scientific studies will prove that the use of marijuana is the gateway to all hard drugs. Let me go back and read this again. Even as states move toward greater acceptance, the federal government has continued to focus on prohibition, treating marijuana as a dangerously illegal drug with no potential benefits. They're claiming now under Biden's fiat magical pen with his executive order that because he's waived that there is no real reason for the federal government to prohibit or to make it, call it illegal, or anything in relationship to the prosecutorial advantage that's been had for the years, over the years, of anyone that's buying, selling, or using marijuana. I want to ask you a question. If you use marijuana, do you feel that you need to have more and more and more? This is the very reason, ladies and gentlemen, I'll touch on that during the course of this broadcast perhaps several times. This is the reason that it's necessary, as one writer put it, the necessity for the legal pot shops to continue to produce, have produced, to buy and distribute marijuana that has a higher and higher and higher concentration of the THC. It's the THC and the marijuana that brings about the addiction. And unless a person is, listen carefully, here's the rationale. If a person does not get addicted, then eventually the pot sales will diminish and dwindle, but it continues to increase because the increased, I would just say, addictive nature of it that causes people to want to buy more and more and more and more. You never get that satisfaction. You never get the high that you really are looking for. You're always looking for a higher high, and as a result of that, if you can't get it through the marijuana, then you go to the other hard drugs. Again, may I say, the marijuana is the gateway to all hard drugs in America. And we're going to talk about on this broadcast today the dangers of marijuana, what it does, what it does not do. We're going to use the state of Colorado and other states' statistical data to prove to you, our listener, maybe you are silent because you realize that this broadcast touches on a little pet sin that you have. That's okay. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to look at the statistical data from some of the states as to what has happened as a result of the legalization of marijuana, either by medical marijuana. That's a farce, by the way. It is an open door. It's putting a crack in the shield to allow the doors to be opened to get the public hooked on marijuana so that they can then introduce and get voted into law the recreational marijuana. It's a process, one step that leads to another. John Boehner, when he was the former Speaker of the House in the Beltway in Washington, when he left his speakership, he went to work with the nation's largest pot manufacturing and distribution company. He took a position with them at over $500,000 a year, and his statement was that under his leadership in that vein, that he would make it legal across America for marijuana to be bought and sold and used on a mass broad scale. And he's on the fast track for doing that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue to talk about, is America going to pot? Want to hear from you right at the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.